Hello.
Yes, hello, sir. Good
Yes.
morning. My name is
Yes.
Yvonne, and I'm calling from customer support, sir. How could I help you?
Yes. I just called because I see that you guys charge your company. What company are you with?
I'm not with a company, sir. I'm a third-party customer supporter where I
Uh-huh.
help. I do callbacks for customer to call in to help them with a charge or shipment that they haven't received, sir.
Yeah, the reason I'm calling is because I don't know what company is that, but they charge me $67.32. I don't know for what. I don't know why. I never did business with them. So
okay, so could you give me your zip code, sir?
76177.
76177.
Yes.
Okay, hold on just one moment, sir. I'm still here. I'm going to put your zip code in, sir, and see if we can pull up your account for you. Just one moment. And your name is what, sir?
Patrick. Patrick, yes, sir.
Patrick, your account, would it be up under another name?
Nope, it's under my name.
Okay. 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 Okay, you said Patrick Brown?
Ngassa, NGASSA.
I'll say that again, sir.
Nancy Golf Apple. Sam,
I have
Sam,
Patrick.
Apple.
I have Patrick Brown. Is that your last name, sir?
No.
Okay, so what's the last name?
Ngassa, NGASSA.
N what?
G like golf.
Okay, go ahead.
A like apple.
Uh huh.
S like Sam.
Uh huh.
S again like Sam.
Okay.
A like Apple.
Okay. Would that be it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on just one moment. I'm not coming up with Patrick. Usually the last one on the list. I'm getting to the end of my... search. Okay, Patrick. It didn't go in with your zip code. Let me see. 76177. It didn't go in with your zip code. I was checking. Okay. NGASSA. Okay, I found it. It has Joel in the middle. Is that your middle name, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for waiting. And your account should be coming up Could you verify your address?
1412 Ocotillo Lane, Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay, thank you for waiting. Your account should be coming up. Just one moment. And you said you received a charge of 6782, sir?
32.
Okay. I'll see what your account says. I can let you know where it came from.
Morning, sir.
Oh, you see, I'm still here, sir.
Okay.
It's taking us a little, going a little slow. Oh, here it go. It's going up now. So, Patrick, what I'm showing on the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on the 14th, you paid $9.97 for a drone.
Mm-hmm.
On the 15th. On the date, it's on the 14th, it's showing that you purchased a drone and you paid for $9.97 for the drone for shipping and handling.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. I can barely hear you a little bit. Hold on. Okay, so when you paid for the $9.97 for shipping and handling for the drone, it was in a sweepstake campaign, Patrick. Which gave you a membership. And have you received this drone yet, Patrick?
No.
Okay, so it was shipped on 11/15. It says the 14th you did this. You got a membership, a discount membership. You're receiving a $125 voucher where you can go online and purchase electronics or other gadgets that you want. And you got for a welcoming gift, you got a Herbot app. It's videos that you can watch for exercise. So the account was left open. After it's a sweepstakes, you have to, in 48 hours, you have to come and close the account if you don't want to receive these charges. So the account is still open. And that's
yes.
Where the 6732 was charged to you for. So
yes,
what I can do for you this morning, Patrick, if you want to cancel the account, I can do that for you. And
yes,
so you won't receive any more charges. And then I can ask the 6732 is a valid charge because the account was open and it wasn't closed. And it stays, the vouchers you get once a month. Long as your account isn't closed, so voucher, you need to look on your email to see if it came to you. Just check to see. It's $125. And Patrick, for the 6732, that's a valid charge that's on here. I can give you 35% off the $67.
I will need 100%.
Okay, Patrick, since you said no to that one. The most I can offer you, since this drone was in a sweepstakes, I can offer you 50% of a refund, sir.
I need 100% because I never signed up for a monthly, whatever you guys call it. I never signed up for it. So
no, because the terms and condition weren't told to you for when you paid the shipping and handling for the drone. That
and
it was entered as a sweepstakes, Patrick. So
no,
that kind of...
I didn't sign up for it. And if you don't refund 100%, I will file a charge with my bank for fraud because that's fraud.
Okay, so hold on.
I didn't.
What I'm going to do for you, Patrick, is refund you the full... account for 6732, and I'm going to cancel your membership for this so you no longer receive a charge, sir. If you can just hold on for me for one moment. Thank you. Okay, Patrick. I just canceled your account, and I'm going to put your refund in for the 6732. And are you sure? Yes. And your 6732 went through, and you should receive it in 3 to 5 days, sir.
Okay.
Hold on just one moment while I get your confirmation number.
Okay, let me get a pen so I can write it down. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, just hold on one moment. Okay, Patrick, I'm still here. I just finished here. I'm going to give you a confirmation number. And your confirmation number is C as in Charlie 2672904. And the refund, 3 to 5 business days. And I should go to your back to your account on your card, sir. Would there be anything, huh?
Yeah, can you read the confirmation again?
Yes, C as in Charlie, 2672904, sir.
2904.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So C, 2672904.
Yes. Okay. So would there be anything else I can help you with?
No, that would be all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for calling customers. I'm supporting. Have a happy holiday, sir.
You too, brother.
Uh-huh.